Hey guys, how are y'all doing today? So I recently lost my voice. Now it's better now, but a few days back I lost my voice and I couldn't record for Podmas. So my friend was so nice enough. She's such a darling, guys, and she decided to come up and take over. So we're having a podcast takeover today. And I know you're gonna enjoy it. Please follow our podcast as well. Have an amazing, amazing, amazing day. Hi, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. I know this is not the voice you are used to hearing, but yeah, I'm taking over the Vibes Residency today. So we're gonna have lots of fun. So just sit back, enjoy, listen, and you know, share with your friends, your family, and all that good stuff. So yeah, a while ago on my podcast, I had done an episode on reasons why you should not move to Lagos. But it seems everybody is hell-bent on moving to Lagos. You see this Lagos, I didn't know what is in it. Before I even start, let me give you guys gist. The time is currently 10:50 p.m. not a.m. p.m. You can hear the generator sounds. People are trying to sleep, and it's funny how people still run their generators for so long and you people say there's no petrol. But that's another gist. Anyways, I got home literally 10 minutes ago. Yes, 10 minutes ago. I entered my house at 10:30 something, my dear. So these are the things we face in Lagos. If you live in Lagos, you would know that getting home at odd hours is not something new. It's not something strange. It has happened to you a couple of times, maybe not every day like me, but it has happened to you a couple of times. And you guys say you want to stay in Lagos. You guys say Lagos is where you want to be. So yeah, as I was saying, since we have decided this is where we're gonna, you know, we're gonna stay in this Lagos, there are things we should know and there are tips we should bear in mind and always, in fact, we should not just bear it in mind, it should be at the forefront of our brain, like always know that. So the first one would be, so yeah, tip number one, you see those smiling faces you give to everyone at the BRT park, you give to people at the bus park, you give to people when you're entering the bus and you are being nice, you're saying, oh, excuse me ma, you can go in. Or you see one girl or one guy, you guys are turning parties at the bus park and you're saying, oh, you can go in. Auntie, uncle, my brother, the sister of that habit, see in Lagos, they will trample over your civil your civic human rights. They would legit push you away and jump into the bus when the bus comes. So you see all that smiling you used to do where you're coming from? Please don't do it in Lagos. Please, no. It's not needed in Lagos. Lagos, strong your face, adding your face. Like, people, I don't know if it's a Lagos thing or it's just a mentality. When people see like that, they'll be like, this one, I no go area. I don't know if you try this one. That kind of thing. So yeah, that's tip number one. Tip number two. I think this is not just a Lagos tip. It is a general tip. Always have extra money. If you are using cash, your card, a bus card, should have extra everything, because anything can happen. You can get to the bus park and they will tell you, oh, the fare is now 1,000 naira from 200 naira. Yes, in Lagos it's very realistic. The fare used to be 200 naira, they will tell you now it's 1,500. Auntie, you're gonna pay that 1,500. Or rain falls and there are no bikes, there are no buses, you just have to pay extra. So always hold extra cash. Always have extra, because anything can happen. Now, number three for me would be, number three for me would be, learn how to read books or watch movies when you are in traffic. Because trust me, in Lagos you're gonna see traffic, and you're gonna see a whole lot of traffic. Like, traffic is your middle name, your first name, and your last name. You can be in traffic for 3 hours. Somebody that is going to Ibadan would have gone and come back and gone again. You will still be in traffic. So I would encourage you to have a book, read a book, catch up on classes, catch up on online tutorials, catch up on things that pique your interest, read a book, something to keep you occupied. And please, when I'm saying watch a movie, read a book, please go and buy AirPods. All of you that will be in Lagos commercial vehicles and be playing music and be Instagramming and TikToking without headsets, without AirPods, without earpiece, one day I will throw your phones inside the lagoon. Let's just know that. So yeah, that will be number three. Occupy yourself, because you're always going to face traffic. Occupy yourself with something. Do something. Number three. Number four. You see this number four? It is the most critical and most crucial of them all. Learn how to struggle. I want to mean learn how to struggle. Men, learn how to jump buses. Learn how to, when a bus is there and there's a crowd, learn how to jump inside the bus. Learn how to, you know, push everybody away so that you can get a space. Because if not, the bus will leave you and go, and you're gonna be there. And you will stand there and stand there, and you won't see bus. So yeah, that's number, I think that's number four, because I'm losing track of like my counts. So number five is gonna be for people who take Bolt, Ubers, InDrive, InRide, Anya, and the rest of the taxi hailing cabs. Now, when you're trying to book your ride, please don't say because you have Bolt in your phone, you're going to use Bolt. Check all the apps. This is something I do. I literally check all and pick the cheapest. And I pick the cheapest for one reason and one reason only. Because it is Lagos. That cheapest is going to go higher. And I'm still going to stay stuck in traffic. So why go for the most expensive when by the time I'm leaving destination A to destination B, the prices have tripled? Always check out other apps and, you know, pick the one most suitable. Sometimes your preference may be quite expensive, but yeah, a girl has to do what she has to do if you want to save money in Lagos. So that is number five. Number six. I don't think number six is not really on transportation and movement. It's more on housing. You want to move to Lagos, you want to move to Lagos. Please. I am literally pulling my ears. Please. Have somebody in Lagos that can house you for at least a year. At least a year. And I am saying this because this is really important. Accommodation in Lagos doesn't come cheap. Accommodation in Lagos is freakishly hellish. It doesn't come cheap. So you are moving from point A to Lagos. Have you saved the money you saved? Not even have you saved the money you saved in point A that you think you want to come and use to rent house in Lagos? It doesn't even get you face me, I face you. Let's just be realistic. So you need to have a place where you can stay and save up money to rent your place. If not, you're going to be suffering. You're going to be stressed. You're going to be traveling to work every day, or traveling from point A to wherever you need to be, and it's going to tell on your body after a while. It's going to be exhausting. So please have a place you can stay for at least a year to help you save up, understand how houses are in Lagos, the pricing, how agents can be crazy and stupid. Agents is another thing I'll come see. I don't think we can talk about everything today, because this is an episode where I'm going to write everything down. Now, I'm just literally talking off the top of my head, and I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I just got back from work. But yeah, that is it on having a place to stay. And the next thing, I've lost track of the numbers, so I don't think I'm going to call numbers again because I've lost track. The next thing that you should know in Lagos is that anything can happen at any time. Be alert. You can be walking peacefully on the road, and the next year is boss. They are shooting gun, or the next year back what happened, person have had accident, person have died, or the next thing you hear is they have snatched somebody's phone. Oh, you that you are even holding your phone. I well, another thing, please, in some areas in Lagos, as you are stronging your face, strong your face and put your phone inside your bag, because even if as you are stronging face, they will call you or they will grab your phone. So yeah, I don't think you should be holding your devices or showing off your devices in public areas or stringing areas in Lagos. Same way, I advise you should always be on the alert, on the lookout, be watchful, be observant of your areas, where you are, who is around you, and all that. These are really important things you need to know if you are living in Lagos. Another thing you should know if you are living in, if you want to live in Lagos or you're planning on relocating to Lagos, it's not just being observant. try and know names of streets, names of areas, names of signboards, or not really names of signboards, but try reading signboards to know the areas you are in, know landmarks, because it's going to be easy for you when you are describing a place or trying to know where you are or trying to get your bearing. All these things come into play. So yeah, basically that is it for this episode. This is just like, it was supposed to be a chicha with you guys, sha, because the time is fast spent and I'm really exhausted, I'm really tired. I do hope I can do this sometime soon, you know, take over Vibes channel. And I keep saying channel, so yeah guys, every time I say channel, ignore me, I guess I'm used to YouTube, but yeah, taking over Vibes podcast and, you know, just having fun with you guys. I feel like I know you guys already, but I know you don't know me. So please, if you enjoyed this episode, just send me a message on Instagram at The Witty Nigerian. You can also follow me if you please. I'm trying to be active more on social media, but you know, when you spend 4 hours in traffic, it takes away all your soul. It just takes a part of you. But yeah, I'm trying and I will do better. So yeah guys, have a lovely night rest, have a good evening whenever you're listening to this, have a wonderful morning, have a beautiful day ahead. When I don't know when you listen to this, but yeah, I do hope you guys have a splendid day, and I will talk to you guys whenever I get the chance again. Bye.